Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. So I promise you, local.
Oh, I forgot there was more.
Regional and national.
Okay. You didn't disappoint at the local level.
We did now go to regional, and the region we're talking about is Maryland. And we're talking about the bridge collapse after, you know, the bridge got run into. And Maryland has a governor who's going to say some things after the bridge collapse.
We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong. So in the face of heartbreak, we come together. We embrace one another, and we come back stronger. That's what we've always done. That's what we'll continue to do. And that's what we're going to get done together. And we're going to pray for Baltimore.
Not a lot of details, but
no one has ever thought, boy, when I think of tough, what do I think of? Maryland. And I would just like one of these tragedies that happen.
We're pretty soft. I don't think we can.
I don't know if we're going to.
I don't know if we're really built for this.
But every town, we did this when Mesquite had a tornado go through it, and when 9/11 happened. Like every town, then is well, these people, they're cut from a different cloth, and we shall.
The only slight pushback
in fact,
I would
we will
offer
come
you is,
back stronger.
I bet Baltimore on the tough index would rank pretty high. But that guy speaks for Maryland, and he's like, we're Maryland tough.
Yeah, I don't know about Maryland. What?
Yeah, no,
just,
Chevy
it's called
Chase.
Maryland.
They have a place called Chevy
Chase. Maryland! Maryland. We're dancing, you know, yeah, skipping through.
It would be very funny.
Yes, now if Omar is in there telling me how they're badass. Then
but
like,
it
yes.
would be funny if something happened in Vermont, and they're just like, you guys, you know we're pussies.
Yeah, like, we need your help.
Yeah.
Please.
Get here. If you have any real men, they don't live here. We're going to need help.
And now we go national, and I go to your favorite.
The big man?
The big man himself. And I only caught this because, I don't know, the wife had book club last night, so I fired up some an old John Oliver. I just put on some TV while I was eating. And he was just airing. So this is like a month or two old. But I guess Trump is doing rallies all the time.
Yeah.
Is that the way it goes?
Pretty much.
And he had found a clip, so then I went and found the rally this morning and had to... I wanted to call you and ask you, how do I get a transcript of these things so I can just figure it out without just having to fast forward 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute?
C-SPAN's website.
They have one? Okay. Well...
Your tax dollars at work.
I just went 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, and it took me like 20 minutes to find it, but then I found it, and it was a an entertaining little clip that was really funny, and I thought you needed to hear it. So he starts... It's interesting where he ends. But it's stream of consciousness. It's got a comedian's beat, a cadence, all that kind of stuff. And it starts because they're talking about NATO and, like, these other nations that want money from us. And, like, you know, why do we want to give money? We don't want to give money. We want to keep our money and all that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's base. That's really seems to be the basic thing. That's it's kind of like a minute, 2 minutes of just NATO, and we're talking about other countries and all that kind of stuff. And then it just goes elsewhere.
Hundreds of billions of dollars came pouring into NATO. And I said it just the other day because they've been very lax. We spent 150, maybe 200, because now they want to give them $60 billion more. $60 billion with a B. They want to give them $60 billion more. And I said, wait a minute, do it this way. Loan them the money. If they can make it, they pay us back. If they can't make it, they don't have to pay us back. Loan them the money. Put it as a form of a loan. Why should you just hand it over to them? Do it as a form of a loan. I do that with athletes. They can't quite, you know, like a professional golfer who I think is very good. They don't have any money, but they have a lot of talent. I'll say, here's the deal. I did it with a number of people. Here's the deal. What I want to do, professional golfer, I play golf. I play very nice. Did you see the picture of me, the horrible picture with the stomach out to here? That was... So what I do is I'm putting up today a picture of me actually, what I actually look like, hitting a ball, smashing the frickin' ball. And you'll see quite... I wouldn't say slim. I wouldn't say slim, but not bad. But the ball does go far. I would say it goes about 9 times further than Biden can hit it.
And everybody starts cheering.
Oh man, we could stop at every sentence. But yeah, I like again
9 times.
Well,
further.
No, here's the thing.
I calculated.
It's exactly how your kid talks, right? Like, they have no idea how anything works. And, you know, my daughter's like, you think it's 20 million more? And he's like, and he actually said, I would say 9 times more.
Yes! Right? Yeah.
I've crunched the numbers a little bit here. And
he somehow,
it's not quite 10, but.
He turned a loan into how much further he can hit a golf ball.
Yeah. Because it was a picture of him looking all fat golfing, and he's mad about it. That's awesome. I have some Trump stuff in the news, but...
Yeah. Well, there's politics today.
Hey, awesome. I think that went pretty well, yeah. Everyone.
Thanks, yeah. Guys.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what we do on Friday. All right.
The Dunzo. Dunzo. Dunzo.
We're doing a live spot here, Blake.
Okay.
We're doing a live spot for...
The Dumb Zone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Look, here's the deal. We need to make money to make this thing work.
Do you like our live spot
pay
music?
People. I like it quite a bit.
Hey, thanks.
So on the free episodes, which currently come out on Monday and Thursday, it would really help us a lot if over the next few weeks you started listening to those free episodes on a regular podcast platform instead of on the Patreon app.
Like Apple.
Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, there is a process where you can also just
I use
listen.
Overcast.
That's awesome, dude.
Thanks.
There's also a way you can just take the Patreon one and put that into Apple.
Do you guys
we'll
listen just on the Patreon app? Yeah? What do you listen to, Anna Kay?
Google Podcasts, and we'll switch over to Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, well,
you do the Patreon app?
I do.
Okay. Yes. So what Jake is talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And he's saying
I downloaded all the stuff on Apple or whatever y'all said to do. I did that. I downloaded.
Oh, the RSS thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, the
auto download.
Oh,
auto
yeah.
Auto download.
Yeah,
I did that, but I don't ever go listen to it, but I can.
Okay.
Just on the free ones, if you're comfortable in the Patreon app for the.
So you think auto download isn't good enough, even?
It might be.
Okay.
But still.
Give it a try.
Why don't we just stick with the original message?
Sorry, I should just not talk.
on the free episodes, Monday and Thursday, and maybe one day that'll change as far as we do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But for now, for those, it would help us a lot if you listen to those episodes on a regular app. And if you want to listen to the paid ones on Patreon, you can. Hey, just give us a chance to earn your business.
Yeah, that's all we're asking.
Done.
Also, we want to promote that coming up we have a 420 event, right?
We do.
We want to promote the merch website.
Just do it all, yeah. I mean,
we want to promote, or is that just the main thing? We just want to do the Apple thing today.
That was kind of where I was thinking we'd just kind of keep
it.
The focus.
Man.
So that we don't do too much.
All right.
You're listening to.
Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it. Like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so effective. And I'm hearing it, and that's how the first thing I involved is.
got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it, especially vaping as it pertains to innocent children. Innocent children. Innocent children. And they're coming home and they're saying, Mom, I want to vape.
The Dumbs Up.